Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. We are in this season of love and relationships, and today we are talking healthy habits for a happy relationship. Or habits for a healthy and happy relationship. So welcome. And it's really such a pleasure to share on these topics. I have been working with couples for over a decade, and there are certain things that have worked so beautifully and they make common sense, but it's really about doing these habits regularly and staying in the habit of choosing to do the things that are going to lift up your partner and your relationship. So let's get right to it. One of the cardinal rules of spirituality and living a more conscious, intentional life is what we focus on expands. So if you choose to speak about your partnership in a conscious way to anyone, it should always be from, and I don't even want to say should, but if you're wanting to have healthy habits that are going to support your relationship, always speak of your relationship in a conscious light. Because what we give energy to expands. And there's this tendency I've noticed where people are more likely to complain about their relationship to other people rather than share all the wonderful good things. Because sometimes we do need to get it off our chest, and there are things that bother us in relationship. But I really recommend that you create sacred time for that to happen. And what I mean by that is it could be a healing session. It could be a therapy session. It could be a designated time where you speak to someone you love, and it's not just like spewing out complaints and negativity about your partner and the relationship, because this grows that energy. And so that's one tip. It's like, don't talk bad about your relationship, especially just to anyone and everyone all the time, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, if it's weighing on you, find time, go for a healing session, work with a coach, go to a therapist, whatever you feel could be supportive for you to clear what you're feeling and process it. And sometimes we do want to process things before we go to our partner and share. And so it's important that you find sacred space for that and just, you know, not just go around just saying all these negativities about your partner and your relationship. So the flip side of that, another habit that's really potent and powerful, is saying gratitudes between you and your partner. So for example, and you can just also do it throughout the day. And I do that. It's like giving praise to. So there's multiple ways to do this. One thing is definitely give praise to your partner throughout the day. Acknowledgement throughout the day. Don't take anything for granted or expect anything. Like even if your partner takes care of cleaning up the kitchen, be like, thanks, babe, for cleaning up the kitchen. Or, oh, you cleaned up the kitchen. Like, you know, and acknowledge, like, thank you. And you don't have to always be like, thank you for this. Thank you for that. You can, of course, but maybe it's like a kiss. Maybe it's a hug. Maybe it's a beautiful caress on their arm. And it's the acknowledgement of all the things they do, even though they're supposed to do it. And if you're watching the video version, I'm putting air quotations like, you're supposed to do this, and this is your job around the house, and this is your job, and none of that. Let's not take anything for granted in our relationships. Let's see everything as a gift. Let's see everything from a space of gratitude. So it's like throughout the day, you're sprinkling that goodness
on the relationship and you're growing more of that goodness. Because then it starts to become a devotional relationship where you're giving without necessarily expecting anything in return. And when you both start giving from that place, that devotional place, if you're doing it for the betterment of the relationship, you're doing it for the sake of love, you're doing it because you both have the intention for a divine union, for the greatest relationship possible. So you can be the example, you can be the leader in this if you're listening to this podcast. And of course, I recommend you share this podcast with your partner so you can both be in the know about the healthy habits and really be practicing them together. Another great practice that helps us focus on the positive is gratitude practice. So I share this with all of my couples clients. I share this in my own partnership where we, no matter what, every day share three things we are grateful for about the other person and why. And you can do the same to share three things you love about your relationship and why. So the and why is really important because this helps your partner to understand what your values are and what's important to you. So for example, with my beloved, let's say if I've said to him, like, I'm really grateful for when you do the dishes because I feel really taken care of and supported. And it's also something I don't like to do. So I'm really grateful that you're on top of that and you're proactive about it because it makes me feel really taken care of. And so then that like puts into their mind like, oh, how else can I take care of her? Right? Like there's so many ways it can be done. Or, you know, there's times that my beloved says to me, like, he's really grateful for how motivated and inspired I am with my mission because I can't remember really his because, but I think it's like, because he finds it to be really inspiring because he actually started his own he doesn't have a podcast, not yet anyway, let's see one day, but he started his own Instagram account and he never would post inspirational things. And he has tons of knowledge and background and experience from the special forces. And so it's funny how me just sharing my work and being consistent with my posting inspired him to share his. And he even started writing a book when he sees me writing mine. And so my work inspires him to go further in his mission. Even though he's retired now, it's like, oh yeah, I could keep sharing my gifts, you know, because he was an instructor and such. So he can really share beyond his experience in the special forces, being an instructor, and then beyond that. So it's beautiful to see that when that happens. And then we like to go like a step further where we do three things. And sometimes it's about the things we do. Sometimes it's about the way we are. Sometimes it's about the way we look. You know, like he often says how much he like loves my skin and he loves my hair and he loves to, because he loves to caress me and it feels really good to caress me. So it could be about, or, and he also says like about my beauty and that when he looks at me, he feels really lucky, you know? And so all, it could be about the person's appearance. It could be about what they do, their habits. Another thing I've also been super grateful with him at is his level of generosity, like seeing how many people he takes care of in his life and how he's just so happy to just give. He'll give the shirt off his back. He'll give everything. And just seeing that level of generosity, like no questions asked, it's been so beautiful to witness his generosity. It's inspired so much in me. And so you want to look at the traits of your partner, and it's really great this practice because you start to see your partner with new eyes every day. And because you know at the end of the day or at some point in the day, whether you're sitting out, you know, sitting down for a meal or you're going for a walk together in the evening, and now we're kind of getting into some of the other healthy habits, which I'll get into in a moment. But just because you, and you can say it in real time, like, I'm really grateful that you just did that right now. Like, thank you so much. It made me feel like this. I love it because of this, you know? And it just keeps, it's like the gold star. It's like humans want to be seen. They want to be understood. And when you give that to your partner, your relationship thrives so much. So now we get into, and then you can do this other practice, which is what I love about our relationship is this. What I love about our relationship is that. And then you're putting the relationship on a pedestal. So in my relationship, we both love that we love to spend every second together. The only time that we don't spend like every second together is literally when I'm filming or when I'm in sessions with clients. Otherwise, we are together all the time. And we love that. We love that about our relationship. We never get sick of each other, and we love that too. And so these are some things you might find that are like unique to the two of you coming together. So having that regular practice of like, I love this about our relationship. I love that. And I also, and we both said it, we love that our love inspires others. Literally, whenever we hang out with couples or singles, they always ask us about our relationship. They want relationship advice. And it's beautiful that just our love, and we've gone to restaurants and like the maitre d' comes up to us and they're just like, who are you? Like they just, they're like, this is like a movie. And so it's just beautiful that our love really inspires those around us. And that's, oh, and you know, even when we're walking down the street, we see people smile at us because we're very affectionate. And that level of affection too, we both love that. We love that. Like if we're not touching, we're like, this is weird, you know, and that beautiful level of affection and love and care is so beautiful. So find those things that you love in your relationship. And this is like food and sustenance. So when you're looking for the gratitudes and when you're looking for the things you love, it's like sunlight and water. As if your relationship was a plant, you're giving it sunlight and water when you're sharing the gratitudes, when you're sharing what you love. So the next healthy practice I find is to do your own healing work. Do your own healing work, because guess what? Things are going to come up in your relationship. And when things trigger you in your relationship, it's because there is something for you to heal within yourself. Now, of course, your partner may do things. Maybe your partner speaks to you in a certain way. Maybe there's something that happened that wasn't that thoughtful. And so there's things that can happen. But the thing is that whatever triggers us is because there's still something within us. You know, the other person could be quote unquote in the wrong, but at the same time, like someone could do that and it not bother someone else. So everyone has their boundaries and their preferences and what they feel is right or wrong for them. And that's okay. That's beautiful. And we're going to get into a healthy habit around finding out what those are for your partner. But first and foremost, you want to be regularly doing your healing and personal development work, whether that's meditation, whether it's reading books, whether it is going to actual energy healing sessions, whether it's working with a coach or a therapist, somewhere that you have safe, sacred space for when things come up, you can process them and you don't take all the brunt out on your partner. This creates healthy, energetic boundaries, and it helps you to process and heal so the relationship can get even better. And then the next healthy habit is to actually go and talk to your partner about what's going on. It's really important. I feel the sooner the better, but of course, be conscious of time and place. Like ideally, you don't want to get into a blowout fight at a dinner with other people. You'll want to wait till you'll get home. And even in some relationships, like I know with my partner and I, we are so sensitive to each other that we really need to talk about it as soon as possible, whatever it is. But if you are the kind of couple that you're able to be with certain emotions, then you may decide to have dedicated time once a week that you talk about the things that may be bothering you. So it could be as little as like the socks on the floor, or it could be about something that happened last week at an event you went to. You find which rhythm works for you, but the key is don't let things fester because they create yoni bricks. So what I mean by that is over time, resentment builds up. And then that starts to get in the way even up into your sexual relations and your level of affection and even the thoughts you think about each other. Because oftentimes when something happens that we don't love or doesn't go the way we plan, we start to create stories in our mind. So I want to be really sure to talk to our partners about what's going on, not from an accusatory way, but from a way of greater understanding and a way to create greater agreements of like what you both feel is acceptable, not acceptable in a relationship, and the standard at which you want to hold each other to your behaviors and how you're showing up. That brings me to the next habit that I recommend is that regularly in your relationship, you are setting goals and intentions of the vision for your life together, as well as agreements. what is okay, what is not okay, because every relationship has its own rules. There's no right or wrong way to be in relationship. In one relationship, people can feel like it's totally fine to have like an open relationship. And in another relationship, people are highly monogamous. So you want to find out like what's okay in your relationship. And again, there's no right or wrong. Every couple is different. So you might have a preference for how you want something to be in your relationship. Like maybe there's like family dinner every night, no matter what. And maybe other people are like, whatever, you know, we just decide in the moment, you know, or maybe that's not even anything that you talk about because it's not important to you. So everyone has their preferences of what is, but one agreement. So you can do, take your time with that, set your agreements, what you both agree to, what's acceptable in relationship, what's not acceptable in relationship, what are your rules, what are your absolute no's in relationship, and what are your absolute must in relationship. And this is really important too, if you're just beginning a relationship, knowing the vision, knowing if you want to have children together, knowing where you want to live, knowing what the vision of the lifestyle of the life is. If someone's more of a couch potato or someone likes to go out more. So you really want to find and make sure that you're entering into union with a person that's aligned with the way you want to live your life. Now, I also have known couples where one loves to go on hikes and loves nature and the other one doesn't love that at all. So that one partner goes and does those things with friends, etc. And the other partner is able to do what they want to do. And it's really a beautiful way that they're able to be with each other when they still have difference of habit choices or lifestyle choices. But then I also have had clients where they feel like absolutely their partner must like nature and movies and all these different things. So again, no right or wrong. Really sit down with your partner. And even if you've been with them for 10 years, it's still worth doing. You might find that you live your life more intentionally and more beautifully, and you have more fun and you create more moments because you've gotten really clear on what's important to you. Next, we get into a regular date night. And not just a regular date night, like, oh, whatever. I mean, like really like go out on a date, like as if you were, is the beginning of your courtship. So many times in relationships, couples just get busy and bogged down with work and children and house duties. And sometimes they're just downright tired from their day. In my opinion, and from my own personal experience personally, and also working with clients, the date night is always the best night. You like fall in love with your partner again. It's like the time where you actually embody the masculine and feminine polarity. Because if you're doing household stuff and you're raising the kids, you're both in your feminine. And then when you're both in your work mode, you're both in your masculine. So date night is really the only time that you're embodying masculine and feminine. Now within time at home, you could say like after a certain time, you do switch polarities and you're conscious of who's embodying more feminine and who's embodying more masculine. So you can create that juicy, passionate energy that keeps the relation passion alive. Like, you know, where you, it's like you've been dating just for the first month or just the first week, you know, that like beautiful energy that's so intoxicating. You want to keep that alive in the relationship. So your date nights are going to be so important. And that I recommend at least once a week. But the truth is I recommend more. If you could do like the weekends, like Friday and Saturday night, plus like Sunday during the day, and then one night during the week is like a little fun, you know, mixer to your busy schedule, you will have such a passionate relationship. Now, of course, depending on children and if you have them and the age of them, of course, this can affect everything, but even still get a babysitter and just do the one night a week. Or when they go to sleep, if they're really small, have a date night within the house and you know, like it's time to, whether it's a more intentional dinner or if you are doing a movie night, it's just, that's the time where you're really partners in relationship, not necessarily partners in life. Of course, your partner is your partner in life, but there's a difference when you're being like romantic partners versus parent partners versus household chore partners versus work partners, right? Because you may be in business with your partner, or you may just run things by each other about work all the time. But in that mode, you're being consultants for each other. You're not in romantic relationship in that moment. And the other piece, as we're getting into to date night, what I really recommend too is your date night will also be the night that you have sex. And so at least one day a week, you are having sex. What I really recommend to keep the passion alive, every single day, if you can engage sexually in some way, even if it's like a super hot makeup, where there is sexual energy moving through both of your bodies, where either one person or the other person is pleasured, or you are actually engaging in intercourse and you don't have to go until orgasm, but there is that connection, that moment of energetic merging. And this is what keeps you both really connected. And what also I recommend is sleeping naked next to your partner. This, and you cuddle in the night or before you go to sleep. If you're someone who really likes your space when you sleep, I've known some people like that as well, some couples. So what I always recommend is you cuddle for a few moments and then you can separate, but maybe have something touching your hands, your feet, just some kind of connection point. And this really helps the energies between you continue to stay harmonious and connected. This also helps if, let's say, you do feel some frustration towards your partner or you're going through a challenging time. When you sleep, your heart opens to each other. And then in the night, you never know, like the guards are down and you can forgive or you can let go. And then you come and the person's right there. And then you can have a moment of merging of beautiful lovemaking or just cuddling. And there's just that intimacy that happens. And you know, there have been some talk of, especially if you're wanting to keep a highly polarized tantric relationship, I have not practiced this, but I have heard some people say, oh yeah, it's better to have separate bedrooms. I have found that the makeup and the deeper connection happens when, even if you're upset with each other, you sleep in the same bed next to each other. And if you can, usually if someone's mad, you might not sleep naked, but if you do, that really allows for the softening and the softening of the walls around the heart. And so these are just a few of my favorite habits for couples. I feel like I could keep going. I'm just getting started, but I like to keep these podcasts in a beautiful bite-sized way. And in the bonus content, we're going to go deeper into healthy practices, and I'm going to share an energetic practice that you can do with your partner that can support you in an energetically healthy relationship as well. So with that, I send you so much love. Thank you for doing this great work. Thank you for doing your spiritual work in relationships as well. And with that, I send you so much love, and I will see you next time on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.